Good evening. It is 8 p.m. local time in Vancouver. Welcome to the Friday edition of the Check-In and Chat-Net. My name is Randy. I'll be the net controller for this evening. My personal call sign is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Tango Mike. And again, the name is Randy. I'm in East Vancouver. This net takes place Fridays and Sundays at 8 p.m. It's open to all amateur radio operators. We'd like to thank the BC FMCA for the use of this repeater. And this repeater is sometimes used for emergency coordination. Please leave a short break before transmitting to allow any emergency or priority traffic to break in. Net control will also leave a short break when responding. Break. So this net takes place in several parts. We're going to have announcements, then we will have check-ins, and we'll go through the list of check-ins and have a round-robin discussion. I do have a suggested topic for this evening, and this is an informal net, so you're not restrained to the topic. You can ignore it altogether and talk about whatever you like. But tonight, we're going to talk about fruit. Farmers markets are popping up. They don't have a lot of fruit yet. It's mostly breads and crafts and eggs and the rest of it. But where do you get your fruit from? You know, do you grow your own? How you pick the right one? Second. I have some tips for how to pick the perfect watermelon with the four criteria you should look at, ranked in order of importance. What's your favorite fruit? And I know someone out there probably needs to hear this. Those bananas in the freezer, you're not going to use them. You won't make that banana bread. Just throw them away. Break. So let's move on to announcements. I'll begin by encouraging you to sign up for net reminders at www.checkinandchatnet. These reminders come by email on the morning of the net. In addition to reminding you about the net, they'll let you know who the net controller is. Do we have any stations with announcements for the net? Please come now with your call sign.
Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo Reg.
Good evening, Reg. I hope you're having a fine Friday evening. Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. Go ahead with your announcement.
Good evening, Randy. Good evening, Net. Thank you for doing the net, Randy. I am indeed having a fine Friday evening. I'm mobile, but I'm parked at the side of the road. And I'll be home in just a few minutes. So if you don't hear from me when you call me at the round for the round table, please just skip a few stations and call me again. I'll be home by then. My announcement is my usual one about the Surrey Club. We're going to be meeting for breakfast tomorrow at 7 a.m. Don't blame me for the time. I did not choose the time. That's at Denny's, 6850 King George Boulevard in Surrey. And then we head over to our clubhouse at 5756 142nd Street in Surrey, where there's a bunch of interesting radio equipment, some pretty flagship stuff, actually. We've got some pretty good equipment if you want to use it. And there's some testing equipment if you've got problems, and there are a whole bunch of hams if you've got some ideas you want to bounce around or just meet some hams. That's it for my announcement. I will be in for the roundtable, but again, maybe bump me down a few. VA7ZEB.
Sounds good, Reg. Yeah, I will call you, and just feel free to break in once you're back at the base station. I have been to the OTC. For anyone headed there, once you're zooming in on the address, just look for the big giant antenna in the air, and you can't miss it. Is there anyone else with any announcements for the net? Alright, nothing heard, so let's move on to check-ins. Anyone out looking to check in on the check-in and chat net for this evening? Come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa.
Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima.
Victor Echo 7, Yankee Charlie Golf, Chris out in Miami.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra, Robert.
All right, we've got a few there. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa, Josie, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima, Ron, Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Charlie Golf, Chris, and Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra, Robert. Let's go to the top of that list. Josie, how are you this evening? Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa.
Hey Randy, it's Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you. You sound like you're feeling much better. I just got in from a nice long walk with the dog.
I am feeling much better. I'm still having a little bit of issues, but not nearly as bad as last week. Home and everything sort of getting back to normal. I have been going to work, so that's a plus.
Good stuff. I wasn't sure how popular our topic would be for tonight. Any interest in talking about your fruit choices?
My fruit choices. I like mangoes. My kids seem to like, my daughter is obsessed with strawberries, and my son really likes bananas.
Love mangoes. They're a very messy eat, so I cut them sort of into cubes and turn the skin inside out seems to be the easiest, but I love the bananas for sure. They go in my ice cream every bowl.
For sure. Banana splits are yummy, especially from Dairy Queen. Okay, thank you for taking my check-in. Hope you have a good rest of the night, and hi to everybody. 7-3.
7-3, Josie. Thank you very much for the check-in. You have yourself a great Friday evening. Let's go down to Ron in Langley, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Papa Lima. How are you, Ron?
VA7CPL. Good evening, Randy, and everyone on net. I'm doing pretty good. I'm really busy worked all day, and I've just taken a break for dinner here, and then I'll probably do some more work again later. Just to quickly answer your question, don't really eat a lot of fruit. I do like watermelon in the summertime, and I do like things like banana bread and pumpkin pie and all that kind of stuff, but as far as just eating fruit, per se, I don't really do that. With my IBS, I just end up getting too much gas with all the sugar in the fruit, so I don't really eat a lot of fruit. I eat more vegetable, like cooked vegetables and stuff, and barbecue vegetables more to get fiber and stuff, but don't really eat a lot of fruit.
Well, you're not alone. I've got a buddy, actually, I think the only fruit he probably gets is the pineapple on his pizza.
I used to eat, an apple a day, but I kind of just quit doing that, so I'm just trying to get my vegetables in now.
I hear you. Well, hey, fruit smoothies are always a good thing, too.
But that would involve ice cream, and I don't eat ice cream either because the milk bothers me, so... Yeah, I don't really do those kind of things.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you mentioned watermelon, though. Just make sure the field spot is more yellow than white, and it'll have more flavor rather than, sort of be bland.
Yeah, I did hear that before. So, yeah, you're confirming something I've already heard. So, okay, all right, thanks. I appreciate that. That'd be a 7CPL back to that.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Also, yeah, you want to make sure it's nice and round and not elongated like a football. It'll be sweeter that way for sure. All right, thanks for coming by, Ron. Anything else for us this evening?
Nothing else except my cat has just joined me. She's on top of my ham radio right now. I hope nothing happens. That's all my report to 7-3.
Ah, good stuff. She's probably after that supper you're digging into. You have yourself a great weekend, Ron. 7-3. Let's go down to Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Charlie Golf. Chris.
Very good evening, Randy, and everyone else on the check-in and chat net. It's actually Victor Echo 7, Yankee Charlie Golf. Victor Echo 7. Interesting question tonight. It was so funny. I started doing some self-reflection there. I was trying to remember the last time I ate a fruit and thinking, wow, maybe my dietary needs are not being met. That's not good. Yeah, I should look into that. And then you mentioned pineapple on pizza, another controversial topic for some. But yeah, that probably would be the last time I ate any fruit. Also my wife makes some sandwiches with also pineapple. So I don't know too much on the topic to answer the original question about, you know, where do you go? Do you go to farmers markets? How do you pick the best one? So I'll just be here listening on the side for other people to answer those questions, and maybe I will try getting some more fruit in my diet.
Sounds good, and I knew you were an echo. You were just jammed in there with all those alphas. I think you're the only echo on the paper. What was I going to ask you? I can't remember now. Doesn't matter. But, that's right. I was talking to the reason I thought of the topic, that's what it was I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he said he doesn't like fruit. He doesn't eat fruit at all, ever. And I could kind of tell by the pallid color of his skin that he's probably telling the truth. But, it's good to have in your diet, for sure. Anyways, 7-3, have a great evening.
7-3, Randy, and thanks so much for taking the net tonight. I'll be on the side. Victor Echo 7, Yankee Charlie Golf, back to you.
Thank you, Chris. Have yourself a good evening. Let's see, next and last person I have so far on the paper, with the exception of Reg, is Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. When we finish up, remind me to go back to Reg as well, Robert. How are you this evening? And with all those grandkids, I bet there's lots of fruit around.
100%. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Sierra. My grandchildren are 3,000 miles away, so I only see them once a month, but they always like to make sure Grandpa has some kind of pudding in his fridge in the camper. But I go through fruit cycles. Right now I'm in the bags of apples, and I'll go through bunches of bananas and oranges. It just depends on the day and depends on what the wife has stocked in the bowl that she sets out for me. But I try to have one or the other per day. Back to you.
Yeah, I try and do the same as well, Robert. I have I had blackberries, I think it was last month. I was buying blackberries every day, but I go in kind of cycles as well. But the constant seems to be ambrosia apples. I find those just delicious. So I'm trying to have at least one a day.
That's always good. I keep one in the truck. Well, I went kayaking today. I was out on the water and took an apple with me and some trail mix, and by the time I get back from a good long paddle, I need something to build up my energy. But it was a beautiful day today. There was quite a few people on the beach. I was surprised. So hopefully, it's supposed to rain a little bit tomorrow, but hopefully on Sunday and Monday it'll be better for an apple a day, as they say. And thanks for taking the net.
Thanks, Robert. Yeah, it was beautiful here, East Vancouver, just by Trout Lake. We had a little rain squall and a thunder cloud for about 20 minutes, but other than that, gorgeous day. Thanks a lot, Robert. Be well. Have yourself a great evening, and 7-3. All right, let's go back up to the top of my list. We'll see if Reg is back at the home station yet. Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. Reg.
Good evening again, Randy. Good evening again, Ned. I am indeed back home. Thank you for waiting for me. I don't have a ton to report for the net. I love the weather, exactly like Robert just said. It's, I'd like it better if it was 5 degrees warmer, but I think I'll settle, you know. And I'll break to get to your topic. I am not like Chris. I love fruit. It's one of my favorite things in the world, but the problem is I'm diabetic, so I have to watch what I how much of the stuff I consume. It is mostly sugar, or at least it's got a whole lot of sugar in it anyway. So again, I can do it in moderation, but I can't overdo it. I love every imaginable kind of fruit, you know, mangoes, pineapples, all of those. But the fruit story that came to my mind.